Good afternoon. This is Sister V. It has been a long time. I thought I needed to make a quick note here, a quick pulse. I'm going to try to be quick. Believe it or not, it is now July 27th, 2020. So much has happened. I know you are well aware of that. I just want to thank everybody who has listened. So much has happened. I am no longer in Philadelphia. I am spending the summer in Yellowstone National Park, working and growing. Of course, being in relationship is with God and Jesus is all about growing. Lots of lessons, lots of classes, lots of training, lots of stretching, lots of uncomfortableness. But I wanted to touch base, like I said, see how everyone is doing. Is everyone preparing? Are you reading your word? Are you awake? You're realizing that we are living in the last day. Seems as though God has broken up church as we know it, which I believe is a good thing. So we have to be creative. Now we have to be creative and we have to think about and really make an effort to fellowship, which I think is a good thing. You know, I think it makes us more purposeful. I grew uncomfortable with church as usual anyway, because it was kind of like when I was in the world, you know, you had your little groups, you had your little cliques, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it's a good thing. Now we have to be creative and find ways to do what we are called to do. Me, I'm trying to be obedient. That's an oxymoron, I know, but in my honesty, I'm trying to be more obedient to do what I believe God is calling me to do. My prayer is to be a better steward and really use these gifts, not bury these talents. Like the wicked servant, that's how Jesus referred to him, a wicked servant. Ouch, in the Bible. So, as I said, I don't want to make this message long. I just wanted to reach back out to you. Thank those who are listening. I did a quick search. I noticed that there's a lot of Yvonne's posting. Maybe I'll change the name. Maybe not. We'll see what goes forward. But I just want to encourage you to be focused. Don't get distracted. I was telling a sister of mine back home not to get distracted with what's going on in the world, because we're not supposed to be a part of that system anyway. So we can observe, and I think it should just be a barometer for where we are prophetically. So don't be distracted. Don't look to the left, look to the right. We should be looking up. That's what the Bible says. When we see prophecy coming to pass, we as believers should be excited. And we should look up, because our redemption draws nigh. So I pray that we, including myself, continue to get ready to go home, and that the Holy Spirit would continue to equip us as believers to do what we're supposed to be doing in these last days. And I pray for creative ways for us to get together in fellowship, because we should be doing that. as well in these last days. God bless you.